This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's not Alex Jones. It's the Info War. It's you, the listeners. You are the power. It's not patronization. It's the truth. So look in the mirror. You are the resistance. I love taking calls, but the calls are so good, especially when they're military vets or experts. I never get to the other calls, but finishing up, Zach, in Florida, if you read the CFR, the globalists, they're hijackers of nation states. Transferring power to offshore combines that are above the law, tax exempt, setting up a breakaway civilization technocracy in their own words, and actually trying to suck the United States dry and then demonize us for the whole global government system they themselves set up. And so this is a huge awakening happening with Trump. So it's the bigger issue of globalism and crisis, instead of having the leftist talking point that Trump's beginning to not execute 100% of what he said, that doesn't even really matter in the final equation. What matters is the people awakening to the paradigm. So what you're saying is absolutely on target, and you're saying you were aware of this in the military. How many other people were aware, and how did you wake up to it?
Well, you know, being aware is kind of interesting there, depending on your job and if you see things from a different magnification. But I would say everyone's pretty aware that at the time that I was there, 2009, 2010, the tone in the media wasn't as such. Everything was, honed in on the Middle East. But make no mistake, when you got, 30,000 troops there and all the artillery that we specialize in there, obviously something was going on. However, with the current administration that they had in South Korea, they weren't going to play ball with Obama and them. So as you see the South Korean, this latest South Korean president being impeached, Trump going to Taiwan, and the shift going on, it's so deep that I don't think people understand the reality of it. We're so, this instant gratification, we don't get it. But in CENTCOM, I'm down in the Tampa, Florida area, and that's pretty much Pentagon South, but it's pretty open about what's going on there. I mean, they were just waiting for this to happen. But when Trump shifted with the Syria attacks before meeting the Chinese president at Mar-a-Lago, that was a signal to anybody on that peninsula who knows what they're doing, who happens to be in artillery, air defense predominantly, that things are changing. And they're happening quickly. And the CFR stuff I caught wind of in 2010. I probably shouldn't get into that, but 2010, talked to some people down in CENTCOM. But it's public knowledge. They're so brazen. It's on their website. Nobody reads this stuff. Nobody's going to go read the actual literature on the CFR. But it's been there. It's time stamped. You can go see it right now. And it's a white paper.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so Trump is playing 5D chess here. And he's for real. He's irrevocably wrecking globalism with just his actions transferring power back to the Republic. Until just 20, 30 years ago, presidents didn't micromanage the military. They had missions. Congress authorized it. He's transferring power back to the states, back to the people, back to the military, back to doctors in the medical facilities. The globalists set up a technocracy to control everybody. Trump is devolving power back. But that's the real mission of the patriots and the intelligence agencies. And the civil war that's taking place right now. And I'm just glad that, that the military is so informed about what's happening. And I hope the public understands just how serious this is. But from your research, what do you think? I mean, do you think Trump's being compromised by being threatened, or do you think he's still following through?
Trump is definitely following through. I don't think people realize the severity of every single kinetic movement that's going on right now. The kinetic momentum that is building worldwide is just very important. And the only reason I'm making this call right now, I'd usually kind of stay off some of this stuff because someone's kind of touchy, I got friends who are there right now. There's 30,000 U.S. troops there right now. They're sending Pence there. Understand this, in the United States Army, this weekend is a four-day weekend. People are down. We are on alert, make no mistake, but just generally, when you have weekends like this, forces are down, people's awareness is down, and I think something big's happening. I think it's going to happen in the next 24 to 48 hours, so I'll leave it right there, and it might come from the Chinese. But make no mistake, it'll be in coordination with us. It's China, South Korea, and the United States, and they realize that finally the problem child has to, someone finally has to, have the intervention and sit them down. and something.
That's right.
Happen.
And there were back channel globalist traders helping North Korea the whole time out of our country. That's why China kind of let them do what they were doing. Wow, powerful call. Thank you, Zach.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turn. There is a season turn. And there are times to every purpose.
Your phone calls early in this hour because you've been holding over from the last hour, and Mike Sternovich is just a really interesting guy. He can obviously co-host with me and answer all the questions. Great. He'll be doing a two-hour live special feed that we're doing from 3 to 5 today Central. That'll be on Infowars.com, and then we'll also interview him. We're going to make him work pretty hard today for the nightly news, but he just did an 11-hour broadcast the other day on the eve of the missile strikes, so I'm sure he can handle it. His website is Danger in Play. And, of course, there's Medium.com at Cernovich. He's a filmmaker, a lawyer, associate producer of The Red Pill. Also, he's made a bunch of other films and documentaries, but you can find out more on his website. In fact, what's the best website to go to, Danger and Play?
No, I'm sending the people to Medium now because that got the Drudge Report blog roll. Two big events happened in my life. One is I've been on 60 Minutes, and I'd rather be here than 60 Minutes. This is a big deal for me, right, Alex? I'm a little nervous right now.
Well, getting linked on Drudge is more important than being on the Alex Jones show.
Well, they're both great.
Well, it's good to have you here. The huge media revolution is awesome. It's very exciting. They've gone to next level lies. I want to talk to you about that some later and play some clips. But things are really, really, really starting to get crazy. And I know we're winning, but I think, as the caller said earlier, because I was thinking that this morning, I said, I'm going to go on air and I'm going to say, people want instant gratification from Trump, and we're 84 days in, and he's already gotten more done than Reagan ever did. He's done some things I'm concerned about, but he's not Hillary Clinton. The globalists legitimately do not like him. There's a civil war in the government about America taking America back. It doesn't mean there are a bunch of angels at the Pentagon and stuff that are in the Civil War. You just heard the guy earlier, obviously calling from Florida. He knew what he was talking about, by the way. That was high-level stuff. I know that info, but he was dead on. And about the word that China is looking right now to strike North Korea this weekend. We're not saying that's going to happen, but that's where all this is going. This is just an incredible time to be alive. And I'm critical of Trump. And by being loyal opposition, he listens to us. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And he needs our support. If they're smart enough to run us away and have the media celebrate that everybody's, you know, going to turn on Trump because he shot some missiles at Syria or whatever, then there's a vacuum. They come in, they get control. Our enemies want us to turn on Trump. And people say, oh, you're just butt-kissing Trump. It's not about Trump. It's about the awakening. It's about an anti-globalist president being successful. So we need to criticize him when he's bad, but go after him when he's and support him when he's doing good. But I'm ranting, Mike. You're here to be interviewed. What do you want to cover today?
Well, I want to cover there's a lot of things that can cover. One is that, just so your listeners, not that they doubted that at all, they know that this is where you get breaking news. McMaster has a plan to send in ground troops to Syria. That story actually broke here on InfoWars 4 or 5 days ago. Bloomberg is covering it. So essentially, whatever you're reading in the news today or tomorrow, this is all going to be on InfoWars 5, 10, 15 days before it ever reaches the mainstream. That is how good the sourcing is here. This is for real news, fake news. That is why not only are they trying to divide the base against Trump, they are now slandering Alex and me and other patriots, calling us Russian agents, claiming that a hashtag that I started after one of my callers suggested it was actually a Russian operation. So they realize that this is the only place for real news, and now they're trying to attack and lie about us and claiming that we're Russian agents and all that.
And we don't want to sit here and brag and say, we're right, we're right, we're right. They keep saying we're lying, we're lying, we're lying, because weeks ago and then last week we said, no, McMaster wants the troops. That's my source. From the White House. Then you have your source. He wants 150,000 on the ground. Now Bloomberg comes out today and says, Trump has told Bloomberg, I don't want a war. But it turns out the aides were doing exactly like we said, trying to jockey and get him in place and move artillery in that wasn't for ISIS, but was for Assad.
Exactly. So Bloomberg is now reporting what we covered a week ago. And one thing that frustrates me a little bit is the idea that we need Bloomberg to validate our reporting, because this is real news. We don't make stuff up like ABC does, like Bloomberg does. They fabricate things.
I put a transcript out of what the president said on Monday. It's what the president said, and I'm not going to say where it came from. Everybody knows we have contact with the president. The media is attacking that and saying, oh, look, Alex is making this up. What? I said it? It came out 3 days later out of his mouth, the exact same words.
Right, exactly. And that has happened so many times now. So, yeah, it isn't that we're bragging. People say, oh, it's about ego. It's not about ego. But when every day you're called fake news, you're lied about, when you get things right, you do have to remind people, look, watch what the fake news media is calling us. Watch what they're saying about us. And they are so desperate for war now that they're trying to claim that us, by trying to oppose a ground war in Syria, trying to save American lives. I mean, Alex, when I did that live stream, 11 hours, so many mothers called in and said, my son has PTSD. This is so sad. You know, it was heartbreaking. I could hardly even stay on the line. It was so sad. Moms do not want to do another war. They do not want the McMaster plan to go through.
Exactly. And again, we love our military. We criticize the wars. It's because it's not for our national sovereignty. It's not for our interest. Trump is doing limited things to build up the military in the eyes of the people, to give them faith in that, because the military's in an internal war with the globalist, with the CFR. And the Pentagon has taught this now. They know this. This is out in the open. This is even down to the enlisted people. There's a civil war in America to restore the republic. Is our champion perfect? Absolutely not. He can't even get people appointed in government because they are blocking him.
Yeah, they're blocking security clearances. And that's kind of another point, is a lot of the media is trying to say that we are dividing which Trump, the base is divided. We're not divided. No matter what Trump does, he has already been so fundamentally better. We got a Supreme Court justice who's actually going to defend the Constitution. Maybe not as good as Scalia, but he's certainly going to be way better than anybody Hillary Clinton would have done. Hillary Clinton wanted to shut down InfoWars. You would not exist. If Hillary Clinton were in office, you would have federal agents kicking down the door, deep state agents kicking down the door, calling you God knows what. They would frame you for crimes.
They're already trying right now, even though Hillary people are still there. They're still operating like it's no big deal. In fact, I've confirmed that they've already had the attorney general up to stop several operations against us that are incredibly nasty. And we're not here whining. We want to fight with the globalists. We want to beat them. We just want you to know how serious this is. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Let's pull up the Economist article that attacked us. And I'm told this is in the magazine as well. This is one of the most elite publications published by the Rothschilds. I mean, you can't make that up. And they literally say, we're dupe idiots, and Assad tells us what to say. So now it's not just we're dupes of Putin. Now it's Assad. No. We said first on Wednesday, false flag. We had the articles, the history, all of it. You did as well. Then, over the next week and a half, everybody else from Putin to Ron Paul, everybody else came out and said it was a false flag. Again, we're the progenitors. We're not here grabbing it, you know, from Assad. Oh, look, we're useful idiots.
Right.
How a pair of self-publicists wound up as apologists for Assad. We're not apologizing for Assad. He didn't start the Civil War 6 years ago. He's never done anything to us. And Hillary and Obama were trying to put Al-Qaeda in. And WikiLeaks came out yesterday. New WikiLeaks, Hillary saying, we're on the side of Al-Qaeda. Stop attacking him. We already knew that. In fact, David Knight, if he's over there, please bring that in. I mean, this is so crazy. Everything we say has just docked because we're going off what's already there and the sources we have. Because we've got sources. I've got sources. You've got sources. You brought the Susan Rice, said they're sitting on the story. Hour later, they came out, admitted it.
Yep.
We're not making up these sources.
No, there's patriots, and that's what a lot of people got to understand is that there are patriots, and the patriots know that they can go to fearless people like Alex Jones, that the stories are going to get out there. So that is why I tell people to be hopeful and don't believe that the deep state is evil. The deep state is evil, but don't get me wrong. There are people fighting it. There are good people inside who want the truth to get out and are opposed to the bad stuff. And the big story,
there's a civil war in the deep state.
Exactly. And the big story that we had talked about is that the security clearances are being held. That's why people have to have reasons.
And you were breaking that 2 weeks ago, and now it's in the news. They're using security clearances. What's great is, though, MSM is so lazy, they actually now go and grab our stories, then they break them a week later, whitewash, but at least it gets out.
Right, exactly. So that's what people are saying now. They just follow our Twitter and they follow our websites and they rewrite it and they make up sources that actually don't even exist that they claim to have. And again, it's true. Even when they bash us, even when they attack us, we can handle it. But the sad thing is that somebody goes, you know, Cernovich, why is Trump having a hard time finding good people? Look at what they do to Alex and I. If you don't know how to handle the media, you have to be a professional to take on the fake news media. You have to do this.
The average person, when they get called horrible names or get called anti-Semitic just out of the clear blue sky every day for no reason, like they're doing to Spicer, people buckle to that. When you're in 100 newspapers and they're saying you hate black people with no evidence, a lot of people just roll over.
Yeah, the first time, I mean, you can relate to the first time you're attacked, it does hurt. The first time you wake up and you look and there's all these nasty lies about you and people are asking you questions, it does hurt. But then you become stronger and overcome it. But the most people who just want to work and serve in government, they don't know how to handle it. They're not prepared for it psychologically. They don't know how bad and
what helps you? I mean, that you've been a lawyer and a filmmaker and a father. I mean, why do you have that tenacity?
Well, the way I look at it is that if somebody has to fight, and I know that if they're hitting us, it is because they fear us. So every time they hit me, I'm like hyped. I'm like, they're lying about me again. People go, why don't you sue ABC? And I go, I love it when they lie about me. I love it when they attack me, when they hate on me, because that means they fear me, because the Economist takes their orders from the Rothschild family. So we are literally being attacked by the Rothschild.
That is amazing.
Oh, it feels great. I love it. Knowing that that is the level of resistance we're getting, because that's the kind of impact we're having. So that is what I focus on, is the Rothschild.
Why do you think they're focusing it on us? Because they figured out our phones are tapped. They admit that. I'm under criminal investigation of being a Russian agent, so they can have all the spying. And then if Trump stops that investigation, it looks like, oh, he's covering up. I'm just like, fine, spy on me. I haven't done anything. But it's just, why do you think they're attacking us so much? Because it was drugs. They want to get rid of him, period. And then it was banned, and I guess they think they're winning with him. Now it's us.
Well, I'll tell you why. This happened on the airplane. I was sitting down holding my daughter. My wife's next to me. And a man walks on the plane and he looks at me. He goes, Mike Cernovich? And I said, yeah. And he goes, thank you. And shakes my hand. That is why. We're recognized everywhere. Every time you go out, people are like, Alex Jones, I love what you do. I love what you do. I was doing a Periscope from the Sky Lounge. This was live. And as I'm doing it, somebody in there goes, hey, I was actually watching your Periscope while you were doing it. That is the kind of penetration we have now.
Let's come back and take some calls, and then I promise we're going to end all the news.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
We don't need no education.
Mike Cernovich is our guest. We're going to your calls right now because the calls have been so good. Craig and Macho and Connor and Anthony and Janet and others. Mike Cernovich is here in studio with us. We've got Gavin McGinnis joining us next hour. You can ride shotgun with us. Some of you would like to as well. Infowars.com is the site. But you were getting into your sources. Clearly, you were saying there is a neocon PR launch that happened a few weeks ago. I see it everywhere. The bots, the sock puppets, the lies, the total demonization. So I want you to briefly speak to that. But here's the good news. The system so discredited and MSM so discredited when ABC News comes out two nights ago with a big piece saying we're, I forgot to mention that. You reminded me that we're literal agents of Assad. Then The Economist backs off and says, no, we're useful idiots. That's better. It's too cool to actually be secret agents of Assad. When I'm just a secret agent of freedom and don't want our government backing Al-Qaeda taking over a Christian nation and murdering everyone. See, how's that sound?
Yeah, a seven-figure, so I can report this, a seven-figure contract by the neocons has gone out on us where they're discrediting us. I'm sure you've gotten nasty emails from people about making stuff up about me and everything. So what they do now is whenever
Whisper campaigns.
Yeah, whenever I go anywhere, suddenly people are like emailing Alex Jones and saying, can you believe this? Can you believe that?
Starting 2 weeks ago, I have reporters follow me from my house everywhere. They've got like six guys on me now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they follow you, and that is because that seven-figure contract went out. And that is why if you read your Twitter notifications now, half of them now are like trashing you. Well, those are all fake. Those are all PR firms. It's the same David Brock, Soros.
And they're creating the illusion that we've lost support and we're bad, just like they're creating the illusion, hey, Trump sold everybody out. Why are you for him, you sellout?
Right, exactly. So what they're doing is they're trying to discredit us amongst people by having these sock puppets say, oh, look, the people have turned on Alice, the people have turned on Cernovich.
And by the way, they admit they have these sock puppets. Then they claim Trump and that we have sock puppets.
Right.
But it's been Trump wouldn't spend money on those.
No,
he had the general public promoting him. We've never used a sock puppet. Explain what those are for people who don't know. They've been around 15 years.
Yeah, so a sock puppet account is you usually outsource it to India or the Philippines or something, and you have people managing 100 Twitter accounts.
And that's why the English is always doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like, you'll be
and you got, 100 people in a room, and each has 100 sock puppets, and they have different pictures.
That's right. This is key what you're saying. 100 guys in a room is called a bullhorn. This is all admitted. So now they have shows like Homeland where I run a bullhorn.
Right.
We don't have a bullhorn, but see, again, they invert.
Right, exactly. So everything that they accuse us of doing, they're actually doing. The funny thing is I've never even actually bought an ad in my life. So I've never even bought a Facebook ad, let alone am I going
to
buy a
box. We bought ads for products to fund ourselves. They banned those.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not even allowed to advertise on Google.
Right, exactly. So that's what cracks me up. So
we're like banned from the internet except for our own websites.
Well, basically. And that is why Obama, that is big picture because
we're already banned down to this and we're still killing them.
Well, that's exactly right.
But listeners should know, we're like winning the war, but we've got our gun emplacements winning for everybody out there in the distance, but our own emplacements being overrun.
Oh, well, that is why Obama signed over control of domain names to the UN. What they're eventually going to say is Infowars.com is a hate domain. And therefore, they'll delist you from the
record. That came out in the WikiLeaks, Soros.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the big game plan is like, well, we can cut off your advertising, we cut off this, we cut off that. Well, wait, but people are still sharing Infowars.com. People realize that it's a red alert, all hands on deck, share that link everywhere. Then they go, well, ban them from Facebook. Well, you still can't shut them down. What do you got to do? Well, Infowars.com is a hate domain. So we need to delist that from the Internet Domain Registry, and then that is how they take you from the Internet. That's why Obama signed over control of that.
And that's what the UN said they're going to do.
Right.
And Hillary was going to come in, as you said, and announce that they were going to discredit the right forever and ban us and fix everything, and it didn't happen.
I'll be completely honest. I would not be in America, and I've talked to other very, very high-level people who said that if Hillary Clinton had won, we would have had to leave America. I would not be in America right now. I would have to be gone. You would not be – Infowars.com would not even exist on the Internet. They would have filed a case against you in the UN, and the UN would have completely removed your domain. That was how disastrous and catastrophic
it was. And by the way, people say, oh, sorry, it's fake news. What you're saying as a lawyer, I've read all the WikiLeaks. It's there and their admissions. That's exactly what they were saying. Remember her dark heart speech?
Exactly. Exactly. So they attack you, and from an internet perspective, that's what you do. Take the domain off. That's what people don't realize is you might own the domain Infowars.com, but if the UN classifies that as a hate domain, then that could be completely removed off the internet. They won't let you own it. They'll sign that over to the Haitian government or the UN. And by the way, we talked about this before. Another source, I hate to claim credit or on behalf of myself or Jones for such a tragic story. But we reported about how the UN in Haiti would buy children and sources from the military, from his and mine. You could watch them hand children over the barbed wire. Well, that big story just broke about the UN and how they were
raping thousands of kids and the murder of kids. Well, we sent a plane there. We covered it. We broke it all. Exactly. Where's our Pulitzer Prize? And we're not here saying we're so great. They're shutting us down because If they can shut down a Matt Drudge or an Alex Jones or a Mike Cernovich, they can get everybody. We'll be back. I promise we're going directly to Connor, Motto, Craig, Anthony, Janet, and others. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about the Korean Showdown. It starts now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
I'm getting these 5-6 callers that have been holding the longest out of the way. I really want to hear what they have to say. That one caller earlier was on for like 10 minutes because he was so powerful. This is out of the Hill. Obama reportedly spending a month in French Polynesia where there's no criminal extradition to the United States. And that it's funny they just brought that to me because the word is Trump had tried to get them to just back off, go into absentia like Napoleon and just stop it. But they won't stop. They know the deep state came out in the news. They said they were planning to overthrow Trump. And so little birdies have told me, and then Trump came out on air 2 days ago on Fox Business and said, you know, she's guilty, Hillary, and she should be criminally gone after. So, sir, let me just briefly, because I want to go to these calls and hear what you have to say to the callers as they've been patient. What are little birdies telling you?
I've heard the same thing, and that's another story that I'm – there's a lot of stories that I'm sitting on because – some of the stuff that I know and that you know, too, we get called conspiracy theorists and lied about all the time, even though our news is reported. So, yeah, there's a lot of really funny business going on with Obama. But if we said it right now on air, we would be so attacked and it wouldn't even be worth it. But there's some real shady things going on with Obama right now. And where's Michelle Obama? You know,
he openly funded the Arab Spring.
Yeah.
They were. Think of how ballsy it was 6 years ago with Google and Facebook. And they all went to that big hotel north of London where they had Bilderberg the next year. This was in the news later. And organized the Arab Spring and the overthrow of all these secular governments and blowing up churches. And he actually, his family laundered the money in. And it all came out in court. It's like, you got to actually hand it to him. And he actually tried an Islamic Jihad takeover with Merkel, opening the borders, bringing them all in. I hear people like Horowitz say that, 15 years ago. I thought he was crazy.
And he's completely abandoned his daughter, who's making her rounds through the New York party scene.
Shaking her ass on TV, yeah.
And the drugs and everything. Like, remember when Jenna Bush went out and drank a little bit of beer, I think actually in Austin, Texas.
The end of the world. Story.
Yeah, but, you know, Obama's basically an absentee father. A lot of sad things going on there.
The word is those aren't even his kids.
I've heard that too, but...
It's these people are total cutouts.
Well, they're manufactured because that is why the deep state wanted him in. That's why they wanted Mitt Romney, and that's why they freaked out so badly about Trump. And we talked about
staying out of the U.S. right as they moved to try to overthrow Trump.
Right, exactly. And by the way, I do want to get something on the record. We talked about it on break, which is that I will never turn on Trump. I might become apathetic, maybe, but I still am pro Trump. I'll never turn on him. Because what he has done has been so far way better than anything Hillary Clinton ever could have done. And, you know, Alex says the same thing. So anybody telling you that I've turned on Donald Trump is, of course, a complete liar.
Well, I put a joke video out saying impeach Trump. And people are like saying it's serious. In the first minute, I say, you know, I guess let's impeach him because he did all these great things. All right, let's go to the phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Connor in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller. I first want to offer you an apology. I was never a fan of yours when I was growing up. I grew up on Michael Savage. I always bought into the conspiracy theorist line. But over the last year and a half, I've kind of woken up to that next level. I'm full bore on, listening to you every day. You're the man, so thank you. I'm a little nervous. Hi to Mike, too. My point is, I think Trump left a little bit of a hint for us during the campaign. If you listen to his exit music, for every rally, it was, you can't always get what you want by the Rolling Stones. And so everyone's in the midst of freaking out. They're like, oh my God, he's not doing exactly what he said.
But you get what you need.
You need.
Exactly.
And so,
which is a country again. Exactly. Exactly. Trump's not perfect, but you know what? America's going to run this now.
Yes.
Yeah. And power to the people.
Yeah.
And so now they're mad that he's kind of, you know, they're saying he's cozying up with China. Look at what he did to Mark Rubio. Look at what he did to these other people. He told Rand Paul he had a horrible haircut during the primary. He called Marco Little Marco. And then once he got on top and won the primary, oh, Marco's a great guy, Rand Paul, we're going to go golf, we're going to work together and stuff. So, yeah, he talked hard about China, and he's still going to be tough on China when he needs to. But, you know, he establishes his dominance. That's his psychology. He gets the dominance over the other people and then brings them in a somewhat softer manner. And so... if he's got to work with the Chinese a little bit on North Korea, so be it.
Well, you have to be in the room. Yeah, that's exactly right, which is you have to be in the room, and it's frustrating when people say, well, why is he working with the Chinese? Well, because you have to be in the room. As much as I loathe Obama and maybe Hillary Clinton, if they had said, hey, we need a panel on people to talk about free speech, I would go in that room, even though I didn't sure. like these people, because if you're not in the room, you have no influence.
Well, they were incredibly lazy, too. Look how much he's working, but here's the deal. China's the second biggest economy in the world, maybe the first. China, he got China to raise their currency, and ours has gone almost up too high. And people go, oh, he's flip-flopping now that he doesn't want them to raise their currency. They did it. We won. So they're calling him having big wins. They're calling wins flip-flops. And then I'm sorry, but Spicer, is a smart guy, I'm sure. But when he got asked about these economic things Trump did, he went, I defer to Trump. I don't understand all that. Yellen's doing what he says now. The Chinese are doing what he says now. It's totally different.
Yeah.
So those aren't flip-flops. That's him coming with a hard negotiating stance. and then he gets part of what he wants.
Yeah, that's the same way that you and I are pushing back against the ground war in Syria. It doesn't mean that we flip-flopped. It doesn't mean that we oppose Trump. We're just saying, hey, there's a negotiation going on, too, even between us and the president of the United States. If he's pushing too far, we're going to push back. That is the way adults behave, but the fake news media tries to infantilize people and make
them. They train you to be babies. That if somebody doesn't do what you want the first time, or the media misrepresents it, you just go, and throw away your whole future and leave the sandbox. Take your toys and go away. Well, by leaving the sandbox, folks, you're not in the game.
Right, exactly. You're going to take blows. And the media, they're even trying to do that with Bannon by drumming up a lot of drama and over-exaggerating and everything. Is they want to get Bannon fired up and Trump fired up to divide them. But the reality is, for everybody listening, in real life, you got to be in the room with people you don't agree with. You got to push, but people are going to push back and you find some kind of reconciliation. That's called being in a democracy, and it's called living in a big world.
That's right. What do you – and we're going back to calls. Thank you, Connor. Great point. What do you think, just briefly, of Jared Kushner? Because I don't want to just sit there and demonize the guy, but they say he's basically taking over a lot of foreign policy. They're setting him up to be the next president. He's 35 years old. Hey, that's fine. But he was given his newspaper by his dad. He was given he's failing at this building he's got. And again, I'm not trying to alienate him, but I'm not here kissing the president's butt either. If this guy was a big winner and not just a pretty boy, then I wouldn't have an issue. And he's a Democrat. And so I get the fact that it's obviously the National Security Council that's trying to manipulate Trump. That's now been confirmed. Our sources are right. As high as they go, at least in my case. I don't know some of your sources, but they're obviously excellent. So I'm not going to war with Kushner. I don't want to. It's just the stuff I heard about him in the campaign, that he's easily influenced. He goes and meets with the head of Google and others. Where is Kushner calling for them to get off the backs of the Republican, conservative, libertarian, nationalistic media that put Trump in? Can't Trump see he's having his base cut away?
Right. So there's three teams, and we may have talked about this a couple weeks ago before the media even knew about this kind of infighting.
Again, we talked about all the infighting months ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, like, they're catching up to us. Wow. Welcome to
and again, ago. They're mirroring exactly what Roger Stone and I and others said, because we really have the sources.
Right. So there are three teams.
I knew about Flynn and the turkey deal.
Yep.
When he was first just involved in the campaign. I knew all about it. The news just started reporting it a month ago.
Right, exactly. So the thing is, there are three teams. Team one are the real patriots. Don Jr., Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway. Those are the people in the White House who really, really believe in America and love America. Team two are the saboteurs. Paul Ryan, Rince Priebus, and to a large degree, Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer was brought in by Rince Priebus. Sean Spicer shouldn't have had the job. I probably shouldn't be attacking the press secretary, but you know what? As a journalist, it's my job.
Oh, he should have just said, Trump's falling through on his promises. Read the details of the executive orders or where he stands on currency. He didn't even know that'd be the first question. They raised their currency. They're starting to capitulate on trade deals. Trump's hit him with a bunch of executive orders and stuff they didn't do. So carrot and stick. He hit him with a carrot and a stick. He's winning. Spicer took a win and turned it into a loss. Sorry.
Exactly. And that is, in my opinion,
because his head's not in the game.
It's deliberate sabotage. Team three is Ivanka and Kushner. They are very social. And what the GOP elite and the globalists have learned is, hey, where's the hit pieces on Jared Kushner? Hey, let's soften him up. Let's get his ear. Let's influence him. Let's influence Ivanka. That is why the media has actually quit. They quit attacking Ivanka like they used to. Because they realize now they're the people that can be influenced. So Kushner and Ivanka, they want what's best for President Trump, but they're being lied to and manipulated and being used by the globalists. So Kushner is not a saboteur. He's not what I consider a bad guy. But Kushner is being manipulated by the globalist forces. So.
I'm not saying he's an idiot, but from their perspective, he's a useful idiot.
That's how they're using
it. And it just hit me. Our heads are in the game. Anybody that wants to study geopolitics of the world, this is all out there. The reason we give out all this info that turns out to be right, it's already there. It's just that media mainstream only goes with big themes and whatever they're told to push. So they're always busy pushing the last piece of garbage while we're here looking at Congress, looking at statements, talking to experts, looking at factoids. We know the real agenda that they don't want you looking at. It's all there, because if you ever start looking at the big agenda, you'll be better than us in understanding where it's going. Once you take the blinders off in their little virtual reality, you go, whoa, what's that? It's the Grand Canyon. Once you're seeing it for yourself, you're like, oh, you didn't like just imagine all this and it came true. You didn't have blinders on. That's all it is. Our head's in the game, folks. That's all it is.
Well, we live for this. And I'm going to tell you a story that might seem small, but it blew my mind. So you were at the RNC. You know where I saw you? I saw you at every protest. I saw you with the people. I saw you attacked, actually, by Black Lives Matter. I watched when they assaulted you as you had your megaphone. You know where the fake news media was? Inside the air conditioning. That is what they do. I went to the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. I marched with the protesters from City Hall in Philadelphia, Franklin Delano Park. I walked 10 miles all day covering all the protests, 100-degree heat, right? I lost 5 pounds in water weight. I didn't see anybody from a mainstream outlet. ABC wasn't there.
They're nowhere.
Yeah, they're inside talking.
They grab our clips, cut them up, and use that as their crew.
Exactly.
Just like CNN doesn't even have reporters in the field anymore. They do it all with just photos taken by local people, and they stand behind a green screen.
Exactly. I saw InfoWars was at every protest. You had coverage there. What they do is they want to sit inside and drink hot chocolate in the air conditioning with all the fancy people and clean glasses. But that is
that's not the game.
That's journalism.
Exactly. The fun and excitement is in the street.
Yeah, I love it when I go out and I saw somebody actually, they were lighting a flag on fire. A person stepped on it. They got started on fire.
That was Joe Biggs, one of our reporters.
So these are the kind of things that we see all the time every day. And that's what a lot of people realize is that the fake news media, they don't do journalism. They sit around and they wait to get an email. And this
exactly.
Is
people keep asking how we break so much and how you and others and drugs, and everybody does, because we're actually in the real world.
Right.
We don't come out here and say we have all the answers or this is how it is or that's how it is. The media always acts like they know exactly what's going on. I'll get up here for a week and say, what do you think's going on, audience?
Yeah, and our network of sources is so big, too, and that's what people don't realize is, do you know how many military people read Alex Jones and how many military people read me? We have everybody from, you know, privates to basic training to generals who are passionate about this stuff.
And that's because they know it's an info war is going on.
Exactly. And we're not afraid to work hard. We're passionate. People say, oh, my God, Alex Jones is this. Yeah, we're hyped. We're excited. Sorry. We love what we do, and we love to hit it hard, and we love to be first. The fake news, they're dead. They're lifeless. When you look
exactly. And if you're going to go up against these criminals that are trying to destroy you, you better have some energy.
You better be hyped.
You're in a fight, folks. This is a fight. I'm going to go back to the calls. And again, this more and more, this is not about us talking about ourselves. We have to say who we are
right.
Because 1,000 publications a week literally say what we aren't.
Exactly.
So I have to stand up next to the body snatcher that the MSM is saying, this is Alex Jones, or this is Mike Cernovich, or this is Matt Drudge, or this is Michael Savage, or this is whoever standing up. I have to say, no, this is who I am. This is what I said. But again, they're so scared. Let's go to Janet, and then we're going to go to Motto and Anthony and Arena and Craig. So I'm going to try to be quicker now. Janet in Missouri, you're on the air with Mike Cernovich. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thanks for calling.
Well, first I want to say I'm a Democrat and a liberal. I didn't vote for Trump, but this isn't going to be one of those calls. With the whole situation with North Korea and the bomb in Syria, I see, you know, a lot of people claiming they're, you know, liberals on quote-unquote my side or whatever, saying, you know, that it's terrible and we shouldn't do it, we shouldn't get involved. Well, with the North Korea situation, you know, I'm inclined to agree, but at the same time, he's saying he's going to nuke us. You know,
exactly. That's a great point because I don't want to be militaristic. The global challenges have been set up for the president. If he doesn't act strong, things are going to get out of control. I agree you can go too far with North Korea. They're firing missiles at Japan. They're threatening to attack our fleets. China's sick of it, and so now the word is China may strike. So this is a very dangerous time. But I mean, I hear you. I mean, what do you think? What do you think, Mike? What do you think, Janet?
Yeah, there's a lot of people concerned with North Korea, and I've a friend of mine who has a lot of good sources said it's a pretty big deal. My sources, I haven't heard anything big on North Korea.
Our military sources say if Kim Jong Un makes one wrong move. The Chinese are looking at me, fires that missile to hit them themselves.
Well, and that is why, you know, Trump met with China. And that's what a lot of people got to realize is people need to be big picture thinkers, which is you let up on trade a little bit with China.
China has 3,000 years of war with Korea.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the thing a lot of people don't understand, too, about politics. Yeah, people think, oh, they're all Asians over there or whatever. This is a very bigoted, stereotypical view that the fake news has. They're actually very nationalistic. A Korean is a Korean. A Chinese, they say, I'm Chinese.
The Chinese and Japanese absolutely hate each other.
Yeah, the rape of Nanking. There's all this ethnic genocide that has happened.
They've all had wars.
Right, exactly. So China will go to war with Korea, no problem, if it's in their best interest to do it.
And like the military intel guy, I tell you, he's an intel right down there at the Special Operations Command. They all know the score. The CFR and the globalists sold us out to Korea, North Korea. They gave them all the weapons and the rest of this so that they could have their little, you know, diplomatic manipulation behind the scenes between China and the U.S. so that this group of bureaucrats and politicians behind the scenes could manipulate through their sources and dictate to China and Japan. And that's just done. And Trump said, let's just end this. No more. Japan's really pissed. Let's just, you tell him stop it or he's dead. And Japan and China said, okay, we'll kill him.
Right.
If you stand down, we're going to nuke them.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I mean, China is ready. They are ready to take out North Korea right now.
And especially if it's leveraged with Trump. If we get what we want from North Korea, then we got to give and we got to take. And again, that is what people got to see about.
Plus, they raised their currency anyway. So we had our cake and ate it, too.
Right.
Exactly. And then the bots are like, oh, you're selling out. He didn't stop the currency manipulation. They did what we wanted. I love how they transmute winning into losing.
Well, that's what they're always going to do. And, you know, bigger picture is why is Sean Spicer not aggressive? Why is Trump's media team not aggressive? What would happen to Trump if you didn't exist, if a few other people didn't exist? Trump has a media team. Why isn't this message getting out? What the hell heck are they doing there?
Well, they're totally ignoring. They sabotage him. He's figured that out. They just ignore what he says and do whatever they want because they come out of the swamp. But then no one knows how to run the swamp at the swamp. It's literally insane.
Yeah, so the media team, there's been deliberate sabotage within the media team, within messaging. A lot of what appears to be incompetence is actually underhand sabotage occurring in the media team. It's unbelievable.
It is. Janet, thank you so much. Hey, we're not Democrats or Republicans. We just know Trump wants to actually be the president of America. That means perfect, but this is like we're getting our hands back on the wheel. And it might be a little bumpy for a while, and if Trump goes sideways, I'll come out against him. But right now, he's a light years better than Hillary. We're going right to Motto. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Then we're going to go to Anthony and others straight ahead. Mike Cernovich is in studio. I'm Alex Jones.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you
you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Makes the controlled corporate press so angry when the Trump sons or Trump is tweeting Infowars.com or Mike Cernovich's work. But he'll tweet your work too. That's why they don't want you to be able to talk to him in the Twitter feed. They, you know, the top 100 tweets are only negative. This is how they're gaming the system, but it isn't working. That's why it's more important than ever to spread the links from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have to make it about us because we are the focal point. They're trying to shut us down as the beta test. We're running an Easter special through Monday that is up to 30% off, well, 40% off on the ProPure water filtration, Nomad system, gravity-fed, stainless steel, great for on the road, great for in your home. It's simply amazing. You can sign up for AutoShip on top of all these discounts and get an additional 10% off on things like organic coffee or Brain Force or X2. So that's a great way to save money and not forget about it. It's 'cause I'll run out of, say, something like Knockout when I'm having trouble going to sleep because I'm all wound up. It's got like, you know, 10 different things that are known to help you sleep. They're all natural. But for the price of what a bottle of melatonin is, it has the melatonin at the same dose. Then it's got the L-tryptophan and it's got all the other great stuff in it. That's the kind of products we come up with. Something that's got 10 ingredients for the price of one at the same strength. But then I've got a warehouse full of it here. So I forget that I run out of it. And I think, well, I think about folks out there at their houses. They get a bottle. It works great. They forget. They're busy. Sign up every month or every 60 days or every 90 days and get 10% off additionally. You can cancel any time. AutoShip, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got 30% off BrainForce, 25% off SuperMail, 25% off X2, even though that's selling out, Secret 12, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, Cernovich, you just saw, we're building a whole new studio here.
Yeah.
We're hiring more people. We are just moving forward to really get in their face. I want to launch more broadcasts, more shows. I mean, we're going to go all out.
Yeah, I didn't realize this operation was so huge, and it's, again, why people have to support you, because this isn't like CNN. You're not getting Mercedes-Benz advertising money. If the readers don't support you and defend truth, then the truth won't get out there.
And it's simple. They buy the good products. We expand.
Exactly.
There's not a jet. There's not a mansion. There is a pool. My kids like the pool. But that's not what I worship. I want to defeat them. I'm in a war. I'm totally committed. I have dreams about it. It's all I want is to stop these people.
Right. That's
and you are the power of InfoWars. That's what we're kind of going off on this today, because we're under attack. What are we supposed to do?
Right. I wish that I didn't have to do news. I wish I didn't have to do journalism. I could just hang out with my kids, that I didn't wake up and I didn't have people saying, okay, you're now called a Russian propaganda agent. You're called a spy. You're called a...
Which is an insult. I think about... Maxine Waters got up and said, Putin's telling him on the phone, this is a quote, what to say. Drain the swamp, crooked Hillary. That came from Putin. That's how he gets these, as if Donald Trump couldn't come up with that. Right. I mean, it's this insult. Like, I'm not saying Russians are stupid, but like, Russians are telling me what to do?
Yeah.
Or Assad?
Right, exactly. And the connections now they're making are so tenuous, where if you ever went to a Korean spa or something, you know, or some kind of Turkish bath, then suddenly you're a spy. And that's why you notice none of these stories actually connect any real dots. They'll say, oh, he met with Russian people. Well, no kidding. Russians are everywhere. Russians live in America.
You got a Russian American right here. Is she evil?
Right. The hotel clerk that I checked in at the hotel, she was Russian. When I was in D.C., I was at a sauna. Oh, my God, two Russians in there. Oh, what
and
is going on?
And hit me in D.C. I promise we're going to 1 minute break and we're right back to your calls. But I was in D.C. and there were, like, Russian women trying to talk to me, Russian men. It's D.C. Right. And I caught myself looking for cameras. I wouldn't even talk to them. And then later I went, you know, I ought to just fly to Russia. I ought to go do Russian TV. I ought to go the other direction instead of the intimidation. And just, you know what? I mean, because it gets to the point where, like, you know, I'm talking to a Russian. Am I even allowed to do this? Right. It's like, what?
No, I was nervous. I was in the sauna, and there were two Russian girls in there, and I thought, I wonder if this is some kind of spy thing or something going on. And then I had the same realization. I said, I'm just going to go to St. Petersburg and take a selfie there and, you know, flip people off or something.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy. We'll be back in 70 seconds, third hour. We got a great other guest joining us. We're going to co-host.